desire. As for the jahil, then that person has to be taught so he'll come to know what he's saying. And as for the one who was on his desire, we ask Allah Ta'ala to guide him. And if Allah doesn't guide him, we ask Allah to break his back, to break his situation, to put him in his place. The Sheikh said that this man, Muhammad Abdul Maqsoor, what he does from the criticism, the third criticism, we did one, two. This criticism can be coupled with the second one, but he said, and also, from the criticism, is that any book that is written, or any paper that is written and distributed and passed out, that criticizes and speaks bad about the imams of the sunnah and the holders of the sunnah today, like Sheikh Rabi', anytime a book is written and the author authors a book, Muhammad Abdul Maqsoor stands in front of the people and he encourages this book to be purchased and for this book to be read and for this book to be supported. There's a man by the name, and he's not known who he is. He's not famous, he's not known. But his name is Saleh ibn Abdul Latif al-Najdi. He's from the Najdi faith, but he's not known who he is, he's not known. He has a book called Help Your Brother, Whether He Is Right or Wrong. He wrote in this book terrible things about Sheikh Rabi'. And so this man, Muhammad Abdul Maqsoor, he got up and he said to the people, oh, this is a good book. Buy this book, read this book. In it is benefit, in it is naf'un, and in it is fawa'id. It has some benefit, and it is a good book. The Sheikh went on to say, Ikhwan, that the da'wah is a da'wah that teaches us to respect the ulama. And any da'wah that does not respect the ulama, this is a qa'idah here. The Sheikh has given us a principle. Any da'wah that does not respect the ulama, then this is a da'wah of a siyasa, da'wah of politics. Any da'wah that doesn't respect the scholars of Islam, that is a da'wah of politics. Another example of how Muhammad Abdul Maqsoor encourages the spread and the reading of these materials that talk about the people of the sunnah and the ulama of the sunnah is what happened with this khitab al-Zahabi. They called it the golden paper. The golden papers were a series of papers that was written by a respected scholar of Islam today. And the Sheikh emphasized, when he mentioned his name, he said the Sheikh Bakr, Ibn Abdullah, Abu Zayd. And the Sheikh emphasized and he made a dua for the Sheikh because he respected. Anyway, there were some papers that were written by the Sheikh Bakr Abdullah, Abu Zayd, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, in which the Sheikh wrote some negative things about Sheikh Rabi'. And these papers were designed, they were personal papers, a personal letter that he wrote his opinion, and he wanted to send it to Sheikh Rabi' to give him some advice between him and him. Our Sheikh Abu Hatim Jazahullah Khairan, he said that Sheikh Ali Hassan Al-Halabi, this is the isnad, right? The Sheikh said, Ali Hassan Al-Halabi told him that the Sheikh Bakr Abdullah Abu Zayd told the Sheikh Ali Hassan Al-Halabi that this letter that I wrote, this letter, the golden letter that they called it, I wrote this letter and I put it in my drawer in my library, in my personal library. I put it in my drawer and I wanted to one day send it to Sheikh Rabi', but I never finished from writing what I wanted. Sheikh said he could have wanted to change things. He could have looked over again, as anyone does when he writes a letter. He said, I never sent it. I put it in. It was incomplete. Someone came into my office, because many people visit him in his library, like you. He's a sheikh. He's an alim. Many people come, they visit him. Someone went into my drawer, took the paper out, took it out, and then they started spreading it out all over the place. This is what these people do when they find a sheikh writing about the sheikh, so they got a weapon that they consider a bomb, so they send it out. So the Sheikh said, Sheikh Abu Hatim, that Sheikh Rabi' said to him, Sheikh Rabi' said to him, when I read this paper, I got in contact with the Sheikh Bakr Abdullah Abu Zayd, may Allah protect all the ulama of Islam, and he asked him, what's the deal with the paper? What? How do you send the paper out? Now I see this paper is printed. It's printed and it's being passed out all over the place. What's the deal? Sheikh Rabi' Ibn Hadi al-Madkhali told our Sheikh Abu Hatim Usama al-Qusi. He said to him, I curse anybody who distributes that paper. The one who took it out of there, the one who printed this thing, I don't have anything to do. I curse them to show him, I don't have anything to do with this. I didn't put that paper out. So then the Sheikh said, now, if for the sake of argument, we wanted to say, okay, this is all of the opinions of Sheikh Bakr Abdullah Abu Zayd. This paper, these criticisms, is his opinion about Sheikh Rabi'. Okay, this is one scholar writing his opinion, giving advice personally and directly to another scholar. Now it's on the other scholar who has the ability to refute, to agree, to disagree. But it's between them two. It's not for the people to take the paper and then to put it out like that and to make it the law of this is how Sheikh Rabi' is. So that's the third thing about Muhammad Abdul Maqsood. We're talking about those people. He didn't say Muhammad Abdul Maqsood took the paper out. No. He's making a point connecting it to those people. The fourth point, Ikhwan, is that the Sheikh said that Muhammad Ibn Abdul Maqsood is a person who always praises people of deviance and people who are problematic, like a man by the name of Salah Al-Sawi. Salah Al-Sawi is known in America now because he is connected to the Open University there in Fairfax, Virginia. He said that this man is from the, you know, say, he's Qutbiyun. He's from the people who follow this minhaj and this understanding of Sayyid Qutb. So he is Qutbi. And on top of that, he makes takfir of the hukam, and sometimes he makes takfir of the mahkumin, the people from the general populace who make mistakes. He also makes takfir of that person. And the Sheikh said he builds and he has the minhaj of Sayyid Qutb and Hassan al-Banna rahimahumullahu tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Sheikh went on to say, Ikhwan, Sheikh Muqbil, who is one of the imams of al-Jarh wa Ta'dil in the Muslim world today, and he is the imam of al-Jarh wa Ta'dil in Yemen. Sheikh Muqbil said about this man, Salah al-Sawi, verily he is the Khalifa of Sa'id Hawa, who was one of the main, he is the Khalifa. He has taken the place of Sa'id Hawa in his balad, in being astray. And Sa'id Hawa is one of the main leaders of the Ikhwan al-Muslimin in the past. He had some serious problems. You need to read some of what he said and some of the things that he believed. And the Sheikh went on to say that Muhammad Abdul Maqsood is always praising this man, Salah al-Sawi, who is, according to Sheikh Muqbil, the Khalifa of Sa'id Hawa. He's always praising him in public. He said he even praised this man, Salah al-Sawi, in front of the Sheikh, so the Sheikh knows what he's talking about when he asked him about him. He said what shouldn't have been said. Another criticism, Ikhwan, that he has of Muhammad Abdul Maqsood, and this is the last thing he said, is that Sheikh al-Albani was accused by Muhammad Abdul Maqsood of making a statement. Sheikh al-Albani made a mistake, a statement that the Sheikh didn't explain. What was the statement? He didn't explain that. He didn't say what the statement. Sheikh al-Albani made a statement. After making the statement, this man, Muhammad Abdul Maqsood, he said that Sheikh al-Albani makes the statements of Jahm ibn Safwan. And Jahm ibn Safwan was the leader of the people who went astray, was the man who the group, the Jahmiya, they came from him and what he used to say and believe. They're a group with an understanding. And many of the major scholars of Al-Islam of the past used to say that Jahm ibn Safwan is a kafir and that the Jahmiya, the group itself, are kuffar. But the Sheikh went on to explain. But everyone connected to them, everyone who believes what they believe. He's not making takfir of all of them. He said there's detail. Now is not the time for that discussion. He's trying to make you understand that there are major scholars who said that Jahm, because of what he believes, he's a kafir. And yet we find Muhammad ibn Abdul Maqsood saying that Sheikh Nasruddin al-Albani makes statements like, or he's on that way of Jahm ibn Safwan. There was a man who is a friend of Muhammad Abdul Maqsood. This man who is his friend, his name is Fawzi Sa'id. Fawzi Sa'id, he said about Sheikh Nasr that he is one of the people who gives the da'wah to the irja, that Sheikh Nasr al-Albani is from the murji'ah. So Muhammad ibn Abdul Maqsood came and tried to defend Fawzi Sa'id and tried to defend that terrible statement that he said. So Muhammad ibn Abdul Maqsood, he said that no, Muhammad ibn Abdul Maqsood is defending Fawzi Sa'id by saying, no, that statement of Fawzi Sa'id is not that Sheikh Nasir is from the Jahmiyyah or Sheikh Nasir from the Murji'ah. He's saying his statement is like that. Not that he's from them. The Sheikh said, in my opinion, this statement is worse than the first statement that they were saying before. So anyway, he went on to say, Ikhwan, that these people have al-makr. And al-makr is where you have play games and you play tricks. When you talk to them, when they make a statement and they get caught out there, and you bring it to their attention like this, he said that the Sheikh is murji'ah, or that the Sheikh is from the, he makes the statement of Jahmiyyah. When you come and you step to him, they always come this way and try to get out of it that way. No, I didn't mean this one. No, I meant that one. And this is the way of a siyasa, or the way of politics and the politicians. So he went on to say, Ikhwan, this is as Allah said in the Quran. Verily this statement, the heaven is a tremendous statement, that the heavens are about to shatter and the mountains are about to rent asunder. That they would say that Sheikh Nasruddin al-Albani is either from the Murji'ah, or Nasruddin al-Albani is from the Jahmiyyah, or he makes the statements of Jahm ibn Safwan. This is a terrible statement. He was saying, ask those people who from amongst the people of knowledge are saying what you're saying. Aren't you people shy of what you're saying? Is there no haya? He said, why don't you take your affair to the major scholars to see what they say? I asked them that. And there was a scholar, the Sheikh is saying, a bona fide scholar who said that the Sheikh, Nasruddin al-Albani, tasahala fil fatwa. That Nasruddin al-Albani, the Sheikh, he was easy. He shouldn't have said that fatwa. He was too easy in that fatwa that he gave. He was easy. So the Sheikh was criticizing, saying he was too easy. He should have been a bit more rough, a bit more difficult. The Sheikh said, but that's the kalam of a scholar concerning another scholar. What are you people talking about when you go overboard and you start criticizing him and connecting him to what he didn't say? Why don't we see you on the minbar, and why don't we see you in public saying similar statements about Sayyid Qutb? And his deviances are clearer and more severe. Why don't you we see you saying and warning the people about Hassan al-Banna, about al-Mawdudi from India, who was also from the Ikhwan and Muslimin? Why don't we see you people warning the people about Muhammad Ilyas, who was the guy who started the Jamaat al-Tabligh? Why are you standing there always warning in public about the ulama of the dawah, the good ulama of the ummah? The Sheikh said, in that man, in him is some hawa, is some desire. And he even said to me, he said that we say, we ask Allah subhanahu, he said that he heard that the Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Maqsood, he was supposed to be on that airplane that crashed a few days ago, that Egyptian airline. The Sheikh heard that Muhammad Abdul Maqsood was supposed to be on that plane. He was scheduled to be on that plane. There's something that's going around. He was supposed to be on that plane going back to Egypt. But for whatever reason, he missed the flight. Allah saved him. So the Sheikh said, I hope, just as Allah saved him from crashing in that plane, that Allah saves him from this being astray. And that Allah Ta'ala guides him. And then he made dua for him. And he made dua that Allah guide him and increase him and guide him. But and another point the Sheikh wanted to mention is that the Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Maqsood is a doctor in the Zara' agriculture. So he has some knowledge about agriculture. He has a doctorate degree. So he knows. He wouldn't accept if someone came and started talking to him about agriculture who doesn't know anything about agriculture. He's a doctor. If someone who wasn't qualified came and started talking to him about agriculture and the science of agriculture and the principles, he's not going to accept from that person talking to him about the science of agriculture because he's qualified. He's a doctor. Similarly, let him not talk about affairs and knowledges where you have scholars who are specializing in these sciences. They are mutakhassisun. Why is he now not accepting it in agriculture, but he can't see that he can't come and talk to the scholars in sciences that they are specializing in, ikhwan? So he said that in this man, there is some ta'alum. And a ta'alum is when a person pretends to be from the people of knowledge. He pretends that he has knowledge. And in him is ghurur. He is pleased with himself, drunk with being pleased with himself, impressed with himself. And he's not from the scholars. He is not from the people of knowledge. The Sheikh said when he was with the Sheikh Ibn Baz in Ramadan, not the Ramadan, the last one, but the one before that, him and Muhammad Abdul Maqsood sat together with the Sheikh Ibn Baz in order to let the Sheikh judge between their case. And so the issue came out about making the takfir of the hukam. So the Sheikh Ibn Baz, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon him, he explained the haq and the issue. That we do not make the takfir of the hukam. That the issue of a takfir is dangerous and you have to do it the proper way. When the Sheikh explained the haq, and the haq was on the side of Sheikh Abu Hatim, when they left the majlis of Sheikh Ibn Baz, Sheikh Abu Hatim made a dua for Amr Abdul Maqsood. And he said, I pray to Allah that Allah benefits you, my brother, Muhammad Abdul Maqsood. He said that when he heard this dua, Muhammad ibn Abdul Maqsood said, you are arrogant. You are a man who's arrogant. As if to say, why are you only making dua for me? You ain't making dua for yourself. Like I'm the only one wrong, you're not wrong. So what? So the Sheikh was saying, see, this is how these people are. It's shaitanic. They come to them from different ways. And you see them in the way they act and how they understand. They went on to explain, because I make dua for my brother and I don't make dua for me, it does not necessitate that I'm trying to be sarcastic. It doesn't necessitate that I'm trying to be arrogant and I'm trying to put him down. I sincerely want dua for him, but look how he takes it. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide him. And if Allah chooses not to guide him, we ask Allah ta'ala to break his back, just as the Sheikh said about Sheikh Rabi', that either Allah guides the people or against them, and if he doesn't guide them, to break their back, meaning to break what they are upon. So, ikhwan, after that, he said to the Sheikh, Sheikh, you didn't answer the second part of the question of the brother Abu Muhammad, and the second part of the question was, what about the people who used to defend Abu Muslima? They used to defend them. The Sheikh said, as for the people who used to defend them, once it becomes clear the truth to them, it becomes clear that he was criticizing the ulama, and it becomes clear that he was criticizing the students of the ulama and the people who used to teach him by saying that they weren't Salafi in the university, and it becomes clear, then he has to take a position. Because what happened was, when Abu Muslima met up with Sheikh Rabi' there in Medina, they asked him, did you talk bad about the ulama? Did you say that the people here in the university were not teaching the Salafiyya and that they weren't Salafi? He said that Abu Muslim had said, no, I never said that. And then Sheikh Rabi' had the tape played. And then when the tape was played, it said what he was being accused of. Whatever he was being accused of, the tape said that he was saying that thing. So the Sheikh went on to say, you see, when he heard his own voice and he was saying it, now he tried to disconnect himself from that. And this is how these people are. They make statements and then they come back off of their statements. They go back and they go this, just like the fox. They do this just like the fox. And then he gave two or four lines of poetry. Two went together and two other ones went together. And their famous lines of poetry And the intent behind both of them is basically the moral. And the lesson behind them is the truth of everyone is going to be made real and true to you. It's going to become clear. Just take your time. Take it easy. Everybody's real identity and what people are about is going to become known. Take it easy. It's going to become known. So that was basically it. So, Ikhwan, no matter what a person tries to do in an attempt to hide his true self and to hide his cards, his reality is going to come out soon, sooner or later, inshallah ta'ala. So these actions are not from the ways of the people who have ikhlas. So what has to happen is the people who used to defend him, they have to now give nasiha. Because the religion, he said, is nasiha. Ad-deenu an-nasiha. The religion is giving advice. So if a person said, like if I say, if you say, so-and-so is this and this and this and this, we have to understand that the intent behind that is not that person, but the intent behind it is what that person is upon. So I said in the conference recently, and I said this in my country as well, in those tapes of the Nasiha, I told the people, the books of Sayyid Qutb, had they been buried with him and they were gone, we wouldn't talk about Sayyid Qutb if his books were with him. But his books are present, and his books are being read, and his books are being sold, and his books are being circulated. And even though they say that he made Tawbah in the last part of his life, still his books are present, and his books contain some serious problems and some serious dalalat. They are astray. So as a result of that, we have to warn about his books because his books are present. So he was saying that just to say it's not the personality of the individual that we're interested in, but it is the danger of what the personality is calling to, or what the personality is a symbol of, or what it represents.
بقي شبهة عظيمة لا بد من الجواب عنها، ولكني أكرر لإخواني إن شاء الله قبل أن أجيب عن هذه الشبهة، الذي عنده عمل يخرج ولا يستأذن يخرج. الذي هو عنده عمل، وأخونا أبو سامة يترجم هذا بسرعة الآن.
Whoever إخوان has work to do, let him go, let him leave. You don't have to get any permission, just leave. But now there is a shubha that the Sheikh wants to explain. He has to explain, it's really important.
هذه الشبهة تقريبا تقال عن كل هؤلاء الذين وصفت بعضهم. يقول هؤلاء أصحاب هذه الشبهة، إذا نحن تكلمنا بينا حال أبي مسلمة أو محمد بن عبد المقصود أو فوز السعيد أو حال غيرهم، الشبهة يقولها هؤلاء، يقولون ولكن قد سمعنا ثناء على هؤلاء من غيركم، قد سمعنا ثناء على هؤلاء من غيركم، يعني بعض أهل العلم أو بعض طلبة العلم أثنوا على هؤلاء ولم يصفوهم بشيء مما وصفتموهم به. هذا الكلام نسمعه في كل مكان، وهذه شبهة عظيمة لابد من الرد عليها وبيان حقيقة الأمر. هذا الكلام قيل في أناس كثيرين، كلما حذرت من شخص وعندك يعني تفصيل في حاله أجابوا إن الشيخ الفلاني أثنى عليه، إن الشيخ الفلاني عدله، إن الشيخ الفلاني وصفه بأنه سلفي، إن الشيخ الفلاني وصفه بكذا وكذا. هذه شبهة عظيمة لا بد من الجواب عنها، والجواب عنها كالآتي: أن قاعدة علم الجرح والتعديل أن الجرح المفسر لا يرد بالتعديل المجمل، بل يقدم الجرح المفسر ما دام من معتبر، ما دام من متخصص في هذا العلم عارف بقواعده، يقدم على التعديل المجمل. بل ولو كان الجارح دون المعدل في العلم ما دام جرحه مفسرا. هذا الكلام مهم، لأننا إذا حذرت من مثل محمد بن عبد المقصود. يقول بعض الناس سألنا فلان وهو من طلبة العلم من أمثالك فقال هو على خير. أو بعضهم يقول إن شيخك الشيخ مقبل يثني عليه. المشكلة ليست الآن في من عدل شيخنا الشيخ مقبل أو غيره. المهم هنا أن التعديل مجمل، فلان هذا على خير، فلان هذا طيب، فلان هذا على منهج سليم، فلان هذا عنده علم بكذا، عنده علم بالفقه، عنده معرفة بالفقه، عنده معرفة بالحديث، هذا فلان نعرف أنه سلفي. هذا التعديل لا يقبل مع وجود الجرح المفسر الذي قامت عليه البينات. مثال، يأتي واحد يقول لك مثلا أبو مسلمة سلف وعلى خير وطيب، وهذا الكلام قاله بعض طلبة العلم أو بعض العلماء في أبي مسلمة مثلا، تقول له الآن الجرح الموجه إلى أبي مسلمة جرح مفسر، والشريط موجود، البينة قامت على هذا الذي ذكرته أنه قيل له إنك تكلمت في مشايخك وأساتذتك الذين علموك ودرسوك وقلت إنهم ليسوا سلفيين، يطعن في العلماء الذين علموه ودرسوه. لابد أن يقول المعدل هذا الكلام ليس بصحيح أو هذا الشريط مزور، لابد أن يثبت إبطال هذا الجرح المفسر. ما يقبل تعديله المجمل، ما يكفي أن يقول فلان طيب، ما يكفي أن يقول فلان على خير، ما يكفي هذا، لابد أن يرد الجرح المفسر بتعديل مفسر، لابد أن يرد الجرح المفسر بتعديل مفسر. وهذا من القواعد المعروفة عند أهل العلم أن الجرح المفسر لا يرد إلا بتعديل يرد هذا الجرح المفسر، فلا بد أن يكون مفسرا. التعديل الذي يرد به الجرح المفسر لا بد أن يكون تعديلا مفسرا يرد به ذلك الجرح المفسر، فلا يكفي أن يقول هو طيب ما نعلم عنه إلا خيرا، ما يكفي. كما يقولون عدم العلم ليس علما بالعدم، عدم العلم ليس علما بالعدم. هذا الكلام أنا أقوله في كل هؤلاء الذين عدلوا من غير هؤلاء العلماء أو من غير هؤلاء المتخصصين الذين جرحوا هؤلاء جرحا مفسرا. لا يقبل هذا التعديل المجمل ولو كان ممن هو أعلم من المجرحين. ونعطي مثالا عمليا من الماضي على هذه القاعدة. الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله له شيخ اسمه محمد ابن أبي يحيى، معذرة، إبراهيم ابن أبي يحيى، وهو أيضا يقال له إبراهيم بن محمد، إبراهيم بن محمد أو إبراهيم ابن أبي يحيى. الشيخ الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله كان يحسن الظن بهذا الشيخ، بل قالوا إنه كان يقول عن هذا الشيخ حدثني الثقة أو حدثني من لا أتهم، وهي الكلمة من أجل الشريط، ولذلك لابد أن ننتظر.
Would that be called? I said, hold on. He said, this word is for, this is what he's going to say, is for the tape. So this is important, how we deal with these issues.
هذا الشريط إن شاء الله هذه المحاضرة ينبغي أن تلحق بمحاضرات مؤتمر القرآن والسنة في الحقيقة لأني ذكرت هنا من التفاصيل ما لم أذكره هناك فهذا هذه الأشرطة التي سجلناها صباح هذا اليوم ينبغي أن تلحق بتلك الأشرطة فأنتم إن شاء الله ترسلون هذه الأشرطة لإخواننا في جمعية القرآن والسنة ليلحقوها بأشرطة المؤتمر وبخاصة هناك محاضرة بعنوان الجرح والتعديل بين الإفراط والتفريط هي من محاضرات المؤتمر الجرح والتعديل بين الإفراط والتفريط ولكنها كانت محاضرة عامة أما هذه المحاضرة لما سئلت عن أشخاص بأعيانهم ووضحت القواعد هذه المحاضرة خاصة وفي غاية الدقة والتخصص فلذلك ينبغي أن تلحق بتلك المحاضرة العامة أيضا بعض إخواني الذين كانوا معنا من المشايخ الذين كانوا معنا في المؤتمر أرادوا أيضا أن يعرفوا مني حال هذا الرجل محمد بن عبد المقصود ومنهم أخونا الشيخ وليد البسيوني فأيضا إن شاء الله ترسلون له هذه الأشرطة بإذن الله تعالى وكذلك من طلبها من المشايخ في هذه البلاد ممن لا يعرفون حقيقة هذا الرجل أو يحسنون به الظن فأنتم كذلك ترسلون لهم هذه الأشرطة فهذه الأشرطة تحاولون إن شاء الله تعالى أن توصلوها لكل من يسأل نفس السؤال فهذا أحببت أن أضيفه في الآخر في النهاية وطبعا نسأل الله أن يبارك فيكم وأن يحفظكم وأن يزيدكم حرصا على معرفة الحق والصواب وأن يرزقني وإياكم البصيرة في أمورنا كلها وجزاكم الله خيرا على صبركم وحسن إنصاتكم وصلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه
So in essence what the Sheikh Abu Hatim said is that this talk today about what we're discussing these talks this talk and this tape today it has to be connected to the conference and some of the talk that he gave at the QSS conference in Detroit the other day inshallah because today he talked in detail today he detailed his discussion whereas over there the talk that he gave was general and it was for the general public but here he was asked specific questions about specific individuals in the QSS conference his talk was al-jarh wa ta'dil bayn al-ifrat al-ifrat wa tafreet the science of criticizing and praising between going overboard and either way so all this kalam was the science of al-jarh wa ta'dil as we explained so-and-so is bad so-and-so is good so-and-so is thicker so-and-so is a lie so-and-so is mubtadi so-and-so is salif so this jarh wa ta'dil here is the science so he gave a talk in QSS this science the reality of it between the two extremes so he wants this tape to be sent to the brothers at QSS so that it can be connected to what he talked about there in that lecture and today he talked about this issue in with diqqa and the tahassus in detailed discussion he went through all of those points all of those principles so when he was there at the QSS conference one of the shiyukh by the name of al-Waleed al-Basyuni was from the people of knowledge here in America from the real people who Allah blessed with some knowledge here in America so he had read an article in one of the Sheikh Abu Abdul Rahman al-Waleed al-Basyuni who was in Texas he read an article in which there was a meeting in which they described Muhammad Abdul Maqsood that he's a scholar, he's a good person like this. So the Sheikh Al-Basyuni he met up with Sheikh Abu Hatim since he's from Egypt and they are colleagues and they respect each other's knowledge the Sheikh Al-Basyuni asked him tell me about him, what's the deal with him so now he wants this tape as well to be sent to the Sheikh Abu Abdul Rahman al-Basyuni so this can also give him some more clarification and more understanding about the issue concerning his position, his opinion. So the Sheikh wanted to thank you, brother, for your good and respectful listening. MashaAllah, you're still a large number in spite of the fact that we've been talking for a while. And he wants to thank all of you for that and made dua for us. And since he said we're going to stop now, I don't want to take another question, inshallah, even though I know it's important. So we're going to go get some questions, inshallah. And barakallahu fikum. Again, ikhwan, nashkuru shaykhana Aba Hatim ala husni qudumihi ilayna wa alayna. فَلَقَدْ نَزَلَ عَلَيْنَا أَهْلٍ وَكَانَ نُزُولُهُ سَهْلٍ عَلَيْنَا وَنُرَحِبُ بِهِ فِي أَيِّ وَقْتٍ شَاءَ أَنْ يَزُورَنَا إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ الْوَاحِدَ الْقَهَّارَ أَنْ يَحْفِظَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا يَسُوءُهُ وَأَنْ يُسَلِّمَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا لَا يُحِبُّ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَيَرْضَاهُ. هَذَا وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وعلى من تمسك بسنته بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأستغفرك وأتوب إليك.